as human activities is in pursuit of a developed world increases, the effects of climate change are becoming more apparent than ever. And for so long, humanity have been cutting down trees, polluting rivers, oceans, and plowed grasslands into oblivion.
Yeah, tomorrow, the 5th of June, the World Environment Day is commemorated around the world. What can we do to stop the environmental damage and the climate change that threatens to destroy the planet? So to get a South Sudanese perspective, we are glad to be joined by the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Environment, Joseph Africano Bartel.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Radio Miraya, for having me this morning.
Yes, Undersecretary could not make it to the studio today, so we're having him on the line. And we also have the spokesperson, National Wild Service, Kamis Adieng Ding, who's in the studio with us. You're welcome, Kamis.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, gentlemen, you're very welcome to talk about this day. Now, let me push this on to Kamis. Why is this day important?
Yeah, thank you once again. You see, there is a flashback of how this thing started, the World Environment Day, and I think you are more aware because you are UN staff. You know, it was in 1972 when the UN Assembly in Stockholm Conference, you know, they established the idea of having, you know, the World Environment Day. And the main objective of that is, you know, to remind people about the importance of the environment to us, to living things, including human beings, and also to enhance us to try to stop the human activities that are destroying our environment. So it is the aim, and it has been celebrated for the whole this time in all and at the level of the globe, and it was under different themes. This time in 2021, the main city will be in Pakistan, whereby people will celebrate the World Environment Day. Mm-hmm. And we are in South Sudan, we are part of the world, so we also will celebrate it as usual.
And yes, Undersecretary Joseph, how are we celebrating it here in South Sudan?
We will be marking the World Environment Day because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll not be having a lot of huge gathering. However, we'll be marking it with some launching of some projects. Like, we have a project known as building the capacity of government and communities to adapt to climate change. The project will be implemented in Kapweta South and also in Terkeka. We are also going to launch a cross-cutting capacity development for the Ministry of Environment. Likewise, we'll be launching the planting of the 100 million trees project that we are implementing collectively with the FAO. Likewise, in the ministry, we'll be having a project office for MRV, where we'll be collecting all data for regarding environmental data in the country. So basically, the theme of the celebration is ecosystem restoration. So with this, we'll be having a decade for ecosystem restoration. Mm-hmm. In our situation in South Sudan, we know there is a lot of pressure that is being put on our forests. We have issues of waste management, pollution. We have pollution in the oil fields. So several of those activities, we would like to address them. And I would also like to inform our audience that the Minister of Environment, with its stakeholders, we have developed our nationally determined contribution to fight climate change, and we have 13 sectors, and we have developed strategies for those sectors. And the implementation of the NDC is from 2021 mm-hmm. to 2030, and it will cost at least $100 billion for us to be able to stop work doing business as usual and move toward the green development trajectory.
Yes.
That will at least make sure that we adapt and mitigate the impacts of climate change.
Okay.
Yes, Undersecretary. So we'd like to know which areas in the country are these 100 million trees going to be planted and when? is that project going to kick off?
We are launching it during this World Environment Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the 100 million trees will be, every state will have at least 10 million trees. So, but within the state, not all areas will be kind of like subjected for the planting, but most degraded areas will be taken care of.
And you, what will be the method of making sure that this project is activated? How are you going to engage people to plant these trees?
It's going to be a community-based activity. So different communities in our country will be given the responsibility of planting those trees, because we'd like to make sure that it's not only shade trees, but we are looking at fruit trees, shade trees, and all that, ornament them. So it's just the greening, bringing back our environment to a situation where we can have enough carbon sequestration ability in order to sequester carbon and reduce the emissions that we have.
Yes, and allow me ask, which type of trees?
As I said, we'll be mostly planting indigenous tree species,
like,
that are adapted to our mostly when you go to the northern part of the country, mm-hmm. acacias are the most prevalent trees there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come down south, you have ficus, and also we'll be having some fruit trees like mangoes,
mm-hmm.
Juafas, also Balanitis aegyptiaca. And also, we'd like to restore all our forest reserves that have been destroyed during the conflict, like areas of Kergulu, Loka, Meridi, Wau. So those are all in our plan. So in the next 10 years, at least, we'll have the plan realized.
Yes. Give us a picture of what, this is to Kamis Adiang, give us a picture of what it's like with regard to wildlife in South Sudan.
Yeah, as mentioned by Honorable Undersecretary, the theme for this year is ecosystem restoration.
Mm-hmm.
So for the benefit of the listeners, we should define what is an ecosystem, first of all.
Yes, please.
So we can talk from a perspective of knowing what we are discussing.
Exactly.
Yeah, in a very short definition, ecosystem is a biological community of interacting organisms and their physical environment.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, now we are talking about everything, the air, the water, the forest, you know, all these things. These things have been affected by our activities in the course of our living. It has been affected by the development projects. It has been affected by the exploration and exploitation of oil and a lot of these activities. So these things are now diminishing or being being affected by our activities. So now we want to restore, because ecosystems are the life-supporting system for our life, including human beings and other things.
Yes.
So if they are depleted, it means also we are going to be affected. This why now some diseases are just appearing, because the environment has got the ability to cleanse itself by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now this ability is being affected by our activities.
Yes.
Emission of carbon dioxide, you know, all these things, the climate change, the ozone, all these things affecting us. So in the wildlife, ecosystem is a habitat for wildlife. This is where wildlife lives.
Yes.
And for us as human beings, it is a life-supporting system. This is where we get the food, you know, the clean air, all these things are from the ecosystems.
Mm-hmm.
Different ecosystem, being water ecosystem or dryland ecosystem, all this ecosystem. So for us, the situation is not as bad as we think.
Yeah.
But there is an effect to our ecosystems. Falling of trees, as one of you have mentioned in the introduction of the opening of this discussion.
Yes.
We are seriously affected. And, you know, it's not a local industry work of South Sudanese, but foreigners.
Yes.
They are cutting a lot of trees, especially at the borders there. So we need to restore, as the Secretary mentioned, about replantation of trees in our countries. These are the areas which should be targeted to replace those ones which have been removed from the...
So as we speak about wildlife, how does the cutting of trees affect the wildlife, which in turn affects the ecosystem?
Yeah, as I mentioned, ecosystem is a home for wildlife, mm-hmm. is a habitat for wildlife. And when we talk about habitats, it's where they get their requirements, the food, the water, the breeding sites. So if you clear this forest, you have affected the animals living in that area.
Yes.
And then they will start either moving from that area to other areas, and they might not come back again. This is now we are talking about restoration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what are some of the other challenges we're facing in terms of wildlife?
Yeah, when we talk about the environmental degradation, we are talking about cutting of trees, charcoal industry, which is increasing so much in South Sudan, and encroachment into protected areas, because we have got areas put aside for conservation. It can be a national park, or can be a game reserve, or can be a sanctuary, or can be any type of protection. So these ones have been affected by our activities, and has been also have shown a negative impact on the existence of animals in these areas.
Okay. And Undersecretary Joseph, let me come to you. As you work together as the Ministry and National Wildlife Service, what are your plans to counter such challenges and to put in efforts to make sure that we actually achieve this theme, this year's theme, which is restoring the ecosystem?
Yeah, actually, I would like to underscore that we and the Minister of Environment and Forestry work hand in hand with the Minister of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism. As correctly alluded by General Kamis, I think ecosystems is that unit of life that is protecting and providing us with our livelihoods. So for wildlife, for example, if you destroy the forest, you've already destroyed the wildlife. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of organisms within an ecosystem. It's not only the big game, but also you have insects, you have bees, and a lot of stuff, for example, that helps in the pollination of plants and all that. So destroying any of that will have a negative impact on say, wildlife and even our own survival.
Yes.
Just take, for example, one of our most important biodiversity site, which is the Sud, and there it protects a lot of wildlife. We have bees, and that's where there is evapotranspiration for us having rain, and also the barrier that is protecting us from the encroachment of the desert from the north. So, and also now we have the Boma Wildlife Park, where we have millions of migratory white-eared corps, giraffes that migrate from Burma to the Sud.
Yes.
So there's a lot that we need to protect. And I think we, with the Wildlife Service, we have come up with a Jeff project, which will also try to protect the illegal trade in wildlife products. That is something that's a $6 million Jeff project that the wildlife, together with us, have come to develop.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, what we like to see is that we just don't want to see animals being poached, but we also like to develop our tourism sector, because I think when the tourism sector is developed, these resources of wildlife will be able to generate for us billions and billions of dollars, and it can
You know, I like that you've mentioned the tourism sector. I mean, online, even experts, they keep mentioning how we have a diverse nature and wildlife to help us develop and attract foreign visitors.
Yes, are the people of South Sudan then aware of the treasure that we have, and how can we protect it and preserve even the future generations?
We all know the reasons why we have not developed our wildlife sector in order to become a revenue-generating sector. It's simply because of the conflict. But I'm pretty sure when we restore peace and stability in the country, we have several game reserves, we have parks, even Badingalo, which is some kilometers away from Juba, we'll be able to access it, and people will be able to visit those areas, Nimule National Park, Giraffe, Shambe, Southern National Park. And so we have a lot of resources that we need to really make use of. Because currently in South Sudan, we look into those resources as resources, but we have not turned them into, evaluate them into monetary fund terms. So I think that's the missing link. But we also understand that you won't be able to attract tourists in a country where there is prevalence of violence, guns, killings, and all that kind of stuff. So it's now our choice. If we like to enjoy our resources, then we simply need to silence the gun. Then we'll be able to market ourselves. Because I believe the wildlife resources that we'll have will rival what we have in Tanzania and Kenya. So that is the belief that I have. Coming to the issue of forestry or degradation that we have in the forestry sector, now we all know that 99.9% of our population depends on forest, charcoal, fuel wood as a source of energy. So we also need to have a holistic kind of approach in order to reduce that dependency. That means we need to diversify our energy sector, mostly invest in hydropower, solar, wind, and all that. And most probably, if we have our refineries running, we can now also invest in LPGs, natural gas.
Yes.
And that would kind of take the pressure out of the forest. And
okay.
What is also happening now, a lot of our trees are being illicitly felled in the border areas. So we also need to have some regional approach. Uganda specifically is currently the area where most of our resources are going, and they are certifying it as their product. So I think we need to have some bilateral meetings with Uganda and make sure that certificates of origins of where these resources are coming from should be ascertained. So there's a lot of things that we need to do as a country.
Yes.
And we have this decade of ecosystem restoration, so collectively wildlife, forestry, fisheries, livestock, all these natural resources sector will work together in order to protect and make sure that our people gain out of it.
All right, thank you for that. Now, Khamis, we're closing now this discussion, and I just wanted to ask you to talk to the people, because we know that, people are contributing to the behavior of people is contributing towards the environment. We mentioned a few.
Exactly.
There is cutting of trees.
Burning of bushes.
Yeah. There's also poaching that's happening as well. So how can you speak to the people as regards to this? How it's affecting you, but also what do you want to tell them to do instead?
First of all, I would like to tell my people of the Republic of South Sudan, you know, as mentioned during the discussions, we are among the richest people in terms of biodiversity. We are a rich country. We have got a vast land. We have got different species of wildlife distributed all over our country. But still, the way we handle them, I think we need to revise that and have a stop over that. The way we are killing them, you know, it will eventually lead to their extinction. As you know, some species now are likely to have extinct from our country. They are not so long there, or maybe few are there. So we should at least try to cease our activities. You know, we in the laws which we have designed now for the future fighting of this type of illegal activities, there is something called subsistence hunting or traditional method of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wait for that time and then you will go, but not for commercial purposes.
Okay.
You go and kill 100 and 100 of them for bushmeat sale or bushmeat trade. It's very bad. It's very bad, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
and,
right.
And again, you know, the wrong perceptions, like putting the bangles of ivory as decoration in ladies in some areas, I don't want to mention them, but it's a very bad habit. I mean, we are going to finish our elephants.
Hmm.
We are going to finish our elephants.
So what are your last remarks?
Thank you for inviting me here, and thank you for the audience listening to us, and we hope you will take this issue seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Khamis.
Thank you, Major General Khamis Adiang. Then to Africano, so tell us your final word, please.
My final word is environment is life. We are part of the environment, and each and every one of us have a role to play. There is nobody who will come from nowhere to save our environment. So it is our collective responsibility to be citizens of the country that care about their environment in terms of making sure that our waste are deposited in the right way, we don't pollute our streams, we don't haphazardly fell our forest. We don't also kind of like allow negative behaviors to take over, because at the moment there are a lot of people who don't really care about the environment. They simply say that's the work of the government.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not government. We are government, and each and every one of us have to play their role. If you find a plastic bottle, please try to pick it up and put it in the right place.
Okay.
Just don't litter and don't destroy the environment, because there is no any other planet. This is the only place where humanity can survive, and this is our home. It is rich, and we have to love it and we have to cherish it. Happy World Environment Day.
Happy World Environment Day to you too. Thank you for coming. Do have a good day.
Thank you very much.